Here's your latest news on the Basin Radio Network.
Gillette's Holly Alexander named permanent administrator at the Legacy. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalene. Campbell County Health has named Gillette native Holly Alexander the permanent nursing home administrator at the Legacy Living and Rehabilitation Center. Alexander, who began her nursing career at Gillette College, has 14 years of healthcare experience, including leadership roles in CCH's walk-in clinic and home health and hospice. She joined the Legacy in 2022, quickly rising to director of nursing before serving as interim administrator since April. In accepting the role, Alexander says she's committed to strengthening trust with staff, residents, and families while focusing on team development and regulatory excellence. The Legacy has faced scrutiny in the past year after two preventable deaths led to employee terminations and investigations. CCH says Alexander's leadership will help reaffirm the facility's commitment to resident safety and care. Alexander said the community deserves a home where residents are safe, well cared for, and treated with dignity. She also added she's confident in the staff's ability to move forward. EPA backs Wyoming plan to manage coal ash disposal. Wyoming could soon take over regulation of coal ash disposal after the Environmental Protection Agency proposed approving the state's coal combustion residuals program. According to a press release from the governor's office, a ceremony was held at the Capitol where Governor Mark Gordon was joined by EPA Administrator Lee Zeldin, Region 8 Administrator Cyrus Western, and Senator Cynthia Lummis for the announcement. The move would allow Wyoming's Department of Environmental Quality to oversee coal ash management in landfills and surface impoundments rather than the federal government. Coal combustion residuals are a byproduct of coal-fired power plants. EPA officials say Wyoming's application meets federal standards, positioning the state to become just the fifth in the nation with an approved program. Governor Mark Gordon praised the proposal as a win for Wyoming's environment and energy industry, while EPA leaders said it empowers local experts who best understand the state's needs. Industry leaders, including Basin Electric, also welcomed the decision, citing efficiency and responsiveness under state oversight. EPA will take public comment for 60 days and hold a hearing on October 30th before finalizing the approval. That's it for your Basin Radio Network News. I'm Terry Shalene.